sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
We're back. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh, yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams. Spin you in some red dirt. Sweep you off of both.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate. I'm Sherry Preston. Discussions about immigration and how it's affected the community of Springfield, Ohio, at last night's one-on-one vice presidential debate. This is Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, running mate of Donald Trump.
You have got housing that is totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes. The people that I'm most worried about in Springfield, Ohio, are the American citizens.
Trump, of course, was the one who falsely spread the story about immigrants eating pets in the city. Walz, running mate of Kamala Harris, noting
that vilified a large number of people who were here legally in the community of Springfield.
And he talked about the bomb threats in the town that followed.
And the consequences in Springfield were the governor had to send state law enforcement to escort kindergartners to school.
Vance travels to the battleground state of Michigan today. Walz will be in the all-important battleground of Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. After more than 2 years of fighting, Ukrainian forces are pulling back from a frontline town in the eastern part of the country. It's the latest urban area to be taken by Russian forces in the Donetsk region. Taiwan getting ready for a typhoon.
The typhoon has not yet made landfall, but Taiwan's southern region is already feeling the impact. Harbors there are seeing some flooding. So far, around 4,000 have been evacuated from low-lying areas. Forecasters say the densely populated West Coast will feel the brunt on Thursday. Some 40,000 troops are on standby to help with rescue efforts. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is expected back in court today for a procedural hearing after being hit with federal bribery and fraud charges. Four more games in the Major League Baseball playoffs today. The Tigers, the Royals, the Mets, and the Padres could all finish off their series if they all win today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force from Wisconsin is helping with Hurricane Helene relief. Members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 have specialized training and capabilities which can deploy in Wisconsin and beyond. 16 members of the Swiftwater Rescue Team left over the weekend to help with search efforts in North Carolina. They come from 8 fire departments from across the state. Donald Trump blaming the Biden-Harris administration for high prices at a campaign stop yesterday in Wanakee.
People that were saving a lot of money are now losing a lot of money. They're taking the money they saved and they're spending it. So we're going to get those prices down.
For her part, Kamala Harris says she wants to take on price gouging. She campaigns in the Fox Valley tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th, Wildwood Wildlife Park Zoo and Safari is having their third annual Pumpkin Patch event. You can hop on the tram ride, take the safari, and get dropped off in their homegrown pumpkin patch, where you can hand-pick your very own pumpkin. There'll also be snacks and drinks, all while you and your children play games. And then when you're ready to leave, just get back on the tram, where it will take you back to the parking lot. Once again, this is this weekend, Saturday starting at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. as well. Stop on by Wildwood Wildlife Park Zoo and Safari in Minocqua to find pumpkins, games, a tram ride to and from the pumpkin patch, more pumpkins, photo opportunities, refreshments, even more pumpkins, and don't forget you can actually pick your own pumpkin. Did we mention they have pumpkins? Because they have a lot of pumpkins. Please stop by and pick some. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Local Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are on down tech. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I like to get out early and hunt waterfowl. There have been some great early season hunts this year already, and I'll tell you a few things that I've learned from these early hunts that are going to help you with some of your later hunts. But first,
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
I've learned a few things by getting out in the field early for some early season waterfowl, and one of them is you can't have enough callers. I like to field hunt. I don't get in the water much these days. I don't even have a poke boat anymore. I just like spreading my ground blind out in a harvested cornfield with some decoys, some spinners, and I like to see those ducks coming in to feed. But what I've learned is that the more hunters, the merrier. Because a lot of callers does make a difference. The more people you have making good calls, the more those ducks will feel comfortable about entering that spread. Here's another thing I've learned. If you're duck hunting and you've got a big spread of duck decoys out there, add a few goose decoys around the edges. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, it makes those ducks feel comfortable. Same goes for goose hunting. If you're goose hunting, throw a few mallard decoys in with the geese. They do mingle, and it seems to make those geese a lot more comfortable to come into that spread. You're going to have some good hunts this year. Take advantage of the situation. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due. A boy, just about the eighth grade. Mama used to say, don't stay out the late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had a big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up your face. I sing this song. All of my fans applaud. They clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song. It's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really good. Uno, due, tre, quattro. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up, you face.
That's great. We can do the better this time, I bet. Hey! What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
Do you think you-
are not so bad. Hey! It's a nicer place. Hey! I shut up in your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Another edition of Reality Radio has begun here at 98Q, 98QCountry.com, and also on the Civic Media app, too. That's the place where you've been texting us those keywords and winning all kinds of fabulous and glamorous prizes, we hope. So you can listen to us on your phone, Android or iPhone, anywhere, anytime, except for those Packers and Brewers, and they don't like to let us stream that stuff. But you can, it's kind of nice, you can listen to Badger football. We don't carry Badger football, but our other Civic Media stations do, and you can listen on your phone. It's always nice. So plug in your pods or your earbuds or your ear, whatever you got there. Just make it work to listen to what's going on in your phone. Those Bluetooth pods are very, very nice. Very, very nice. Slip them in and listen to 98Q Country on your phone. Our keyword is ducks today, D-U-C-K-S, ducks. That's going to get you an entry into our Wisconsin Dells ticket package. We've had a couple of winners. Monday, Pat Lishnesky was the winner, and Eddie Busta was the winner yesterday. So maybe you could be our winner today, and we'll continue this tomorrow. We've got some Wisconsin Dells passes remaining from our summer promotions and such, and we want to put them to use. It's kind of cool because the Mount Olympus and the Top Secret attractions, both those passes are good through the end of the year. And Mount Olympus, if you've never been to Mount Olympus, the indoor park is just amazing. It's really cool. So even if your budget is tight, I mean, you could day trip it down there with a couple kids, grandkids, whatever. You could day trip it. Leave in the morning, get down there. What is it, three and a half or so down there? Spend the day. It'd be a long day, but you can day trip it if you don't want to overnight and eliminate that expense. And the Top Secret attraction also is one of the tickets you're going to win. That's good through the end of the year. Now, if you win this prize pack, please know that the Pirates Cove Golf and the original Ducks tickets are good for this season. So you got a little time frame issue on that. Looking at their websites, it looks as though they're both open through the end of October, typically. So even if you don't use those, Mount Olympus and Top Secret are pretty good. Mount Olympus is, it's not cheap to get in there per person to use that park. And it's well worth the trip down if you haven't been there. So ducks, your keyword today. We'll do another keyword tomorrow and hopefully get some of you off for some good times at Wisconsin Dells in our Text to Win contest, our extended summer Text to Win contest. Lena Palooza going on this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. ATV, UTV event and a fundraiser for area charities. And we've got a Facebook page. We shared it to our 98Q Country Facebook page, so you can check out all the events going on with that. So if you got an ATV, UTV and you like doing that stuff, that may be something to take in. It's the second big weekend of the garage sale at the Prentice School, right across from the school, the Prentice Lions Pavilion. And that's going on from 8 to 5 tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Now, they restock this thing daily. They have a lot of donations. A lot of it they can't fit in the building, so they restock it daily. And that's going on, again, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, at the pavilion right across from the Prentice School. There's craft supplies I see they're featuring this year, along with a holiday decor. So second big weekend of that. Even if you stopped in there once, you may want to stop in there again, because again they keep updating that inventory. Price County Senior Dining is available for you in the area. If you have any questions about your eligibility for that, always give them a call at 339-2158, 339-2158. Tomorrow is the 3rd of October, and they'll be serving up roasted pork chop and mashed potatoes with gravy and mixed baked beans tomorrow. Locations are in Phillips, Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood, and Park Falls. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. We're winding down the Park Falls Farmers Market for the year. That'll continue today. if you need a pumpkin or a gourd or a squash or something, I'm pretty sure they'll be able to help you out with that. You never know, end of the year stuff, what you'll find. You know, somebody might find, you know, some unearthed cucumbers, or you never know, you know, what people will bring down. It's always a little bit of everything, a fun fall feel to the farmer's market again today, 2 to 5:30 at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church here in Park Falls. Canned goods, great, you know, like fruit jams and butters, pickles, salsa, pickled beets, and new at the market is Bigfoot barbecue sauce. Ooh, to enjoy that with some grass-fed Angus beef. There was a lot of vendors down there last week, so check it out today from 2 to 5:30. Be a little bit breezy down there. People have things tied down, but we'll make it happen down there. Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. And it's right on Highway 13 in Park Falls. That's going on today from 2 until 5:30. Well, the Brewers, that wasn't pretty yesterday. Yeah, they got a couple runs early. It was looking good. If you would have told me that there was going to be 12 runs scored in that game yesterday, usually postseason is low scoring for the most part, typically. But that got out of hand real quick. And the Mets put 5 runs on the board. What was that, in like the 4th or 5th inning? And then nobody scored after that. Nobody scored after that. The final was 8-4. And the Brewers have an elimination game coming up today already at 6 o'clock. Pregame will be right around 5:30. They'll be taking on the Mets. Who the Brewers putting on the mound today? Let's see who we got going here today. Manea versus Montas. Montas at Frankie? Yeah, Montas going for the Brewers today. So this is when you get to this point in the playoffs, of course, you always have a quick little hook for the manager. They're not afraid to bring in relievers. Went through quite a few yesterday. So hopefully the Brewers can jump out and push this into a Game 3. I was asking myself earlier if the Game 3 would be right away again tomorrow, and it would be. So if the Brewers win today and force it to a Game 3, that'll be a 7:30 start time on Thursday night. So let's go, crew. Coach Pat Murphy and the boys. So it'd be disappointing to have such a great season and end it just with 2 playoff games. The 9th annual Deck the Rails is underway again this year. Memorial Wreath Fundraiser. This year benefiting the Park Falls Beautification Committee. You get a 20-inch memory honor wreath that will adorn the Old A Memorial Park this year. Now, typically in the past, they've done it along the rails on Highway 13, kind of down in the valley there. This year, Old A Memorial Park, so that will be cool. You're seeing all the work. They're pouring concrete down there, and that thing's going to be looking just fabulous for next year. And it'll be ready for the wreaths for this winter. So please get those by November 11th. They have to have everything in by November 11th so they get the wreaths and have them in time for the holidays. You can contact Shannon at 744-4700. If you want to, there is a form. There are forms available, but give Shannon Greenwood a call. She'll give you all the information at 744-4700. You can always stop down to City Hall and pick up a form also, which just includes, you know, who you want the memory to be in honor of. It can be in memory of someone or just in honor of someone who's still around, whatever you want to do. So that's a 9th annual event. I know Julie Armstrong headed that up for many years. We had her on the radio, so it's good to see that tradition continue here in the city of Park Falls. Featured pet of the week for Catkins. Oh, we love to talk about the featured pets of the week. There's a lot going on with Catkins. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, about their fundraising efforts to add more space. Maverick is a featured pet of the week. A 5-year-old male tabby cat with gorgeous green eyes. They have a plethora of cats. If you're looking for a cat, now is the time, because they do have plenty available. So I hope you'll consider checking out Catkins, catkinsanimalrescue.org, and Maverick is one of the featured cats at your local Catkins. Now, they're doing a fundraiser with Jordan's Way later this week, and you can check out the Catkins Animal Rescue Facebook page for more details on that. And then later in the month, on the 25th, we're hoping we can put a big old dollop of whipped cream and a cherry on top of the whole fundraising process for Catkins to finish off what they need to get their facilities expanded. Because on Friday, October 25th, we're doing our yearly fundraiser for a local charity. Last couple years, we have done the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. This year, we are going to help out Catkins Animal Rescue. So after they get done with their fundraising this week with Jordan's Way, we're going to kind of get an idea from Tanya and the folks down there of what do we need? What do we need to do to finish this off to get more space for our furry friends in their transition to their forever home? So that's going to be a lot of fun to see that happen, because I know it will. Whatever the amount that's left that needs to be raised, our listeners have had a history of coming forward and helping out from the time we did it for the timeout shelter to the Lord's Cupboard. And we have raised, I think I did the math the other day, between the two, I think we've raised about $125,000 for area charities. And by we, I mean you guys, because I just talk, and then you guys are the ones who donate. So again, October 25th, we're going to have some fun that day with some donated items that we'll make available to bid on like we've done in the past. And we will celebrate the Catkins Animal Rescue and all they do for our cats and dogs in our area. So again, I encourage you to go to Catkins Animal Rescue on Facebook and check out the Jordan's Way fundraiser, and we'll have information on there soon about our October 25th fundraiser. Birthdays and anniversaries. That's what we're going to do in just a moment. If you have somebody celebrating, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win that cake. We'll get to our local and celebrity birthdays after our twice an hour news and sports updates.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate. I'm Sherry Preston. Discussions about immigration and how it's affected the community of Springfield, Ohio, at last night's one-on-one vice presidential debate. This is Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, running mate of Donald Trump.
You have got housing that is totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes. The people that I'm most worried about in Springfield, Ohio, are the American citizens.
Trump, of course, was the one who falsely spread the story about immigrants eating pets in the city. Walz, running mate of Kamala Harris, noting
that vilified a large number of people who were here legally in the community of Springfield.
And he talked about the bomb threats in the town that followed.
And the consequences in Springfield were the governor had to send state law enforcement to escort kindergartners to school.
Vance travels to the battleground state of Michigan today. Walz will be in the all-important battleground of Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force from Wisconsin is helping with Hurricane Helene relief. Members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 have specialized training and capabilities which can deploy in Wisconsin and beyond. 16 members of the Swiftwater Rescue Team left over the weekend to help with search efforts in North Carolina. They come from 8 fire departments from across the state. Donald Trump blaming the Biden-Harris administration for high prices at a campaign stop yesterday in Wanakee.
People that were saving a lot of money are now losing a lot of money. They're taking the money they saved and they're spending it. So we're going to get those prices down.
For her part, Kamala Harris says she wants to take on price gouging. She campaigns in the Fox Valley tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. through to 3 p.m., Phillips is hosting their annual Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. There, you can find local craft and resale vendors, delicious local food, pumpkins, children's bingo, and kids' crafts. You will also find live music, fresh craisins and cranberries for sale, delicious caramel apples, and so much more. Bring the family to town to enjoy this wonderful fall festival. Once again, that is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Phillips for the annual Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been local Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are on down tech. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Of other local sports notes, the Phillips Loggers, they traveled to Abbotsford for a Merrillwood Conference match yesterday, and Abbotsford got the best of them 3-1, 23-25, 25-21, 25-27, and 13-25. The JV team lost 3-0. The Loggers, their game Friday against Washburn was canceled, so their next action will be coming up Tuesday when they will take on Athens in Phillips. The Butternut Middle School girls team, they had a game yesterday as they took on Mercer and got the win on that by a score of 50-12. And the Lakeland, tell you what, the Lakeland boys soccer team and the Lakeland girls tennis team, both very strong this year. The Lakeland girls, 7-0. Sarah Barton, Nora Strasberg, along with Sierra Wallace and Ellie Baker, all winners in singles for the Lakeland tennis team. So that's some sports stuff that's going on. Reality Radio continues. Gray has arrived with Tomas.
Good morning.
In hand.
I speak for Tomas, too. He also says good morning.
Tomas?
We got vanilla hazelnut Tomas today, by the way, Joel. I accidentally kind of beefed this up a little bit more than normal. I'm hoping you like the flavor.
Okay, there's probably like 10 ounces. Is that like 10 ounces, maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so how potent is this? Is
less than normal.
Okay,
less than normal. This is more pedestrian rocket fuel.
All right, I just don't want to be slamming something. It's got...
This won't interfere with your plan now.
Checking me into
today.
The emergency room about 1 o'clock today.
Heart rate should be maintained.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, Tomas is a fairly new term to the morning show. There's things I say in the morning show like... whenever I play an artist and I say they're one of us, that means at some point they were on the morning show, they were a guest. So Tomas, the history of Tomas, Gray?
Tomas is a name that comes from, and I actually did some digging on this, so I've got to share something about that with you. But
yeah.
Tomas was the name for a batch of coffee that I made when Joel had a very particular need on one morning when perhaps sleep was not as good the night before as it might normally have been. Joel needed a boost. But I was lacking the ingredients that I normally have for my little barista activities back there. So I kind of had to cobble something together. And as I was doing that, I was reminded of this reading that I did once, which, and it was, I don't know where I found it. And that's what I found recently was, there is no point that I can verify that Frankenstein's monster was actually called Tomas. I think I got that from some online thing that might have been like a fan writing. So I mistakenly thought that Tomas was the name of Frankenstein's monster. He never really takes a name. The book calls him Prometheus.
He does now.
Well, yeah. But
who did it?
I was mistakenly thinking that some point in the storyline of Frankenstein, he calls himself Tomas. So I was like, we shall call this Frankenstein creation of coffee Tomas. And
it's
that stuck
alive.
Whether it should have or not. Yes.
It'll
yes.
always be Tomas no matter what.
A little bit of lightning in
well,
every cup.
If it never really had a name other than Frankenstein, I guess, then it's all right that we name it, right?
Yes, I think it's fair. I think we are allowed. I think we are totally allowed to name Frankenstein's monster.
I think it's all right. It's 8:34. I believe the phone has rung in the studio, and I believe this may be Mr. Patterson, the Shawamigan High School Athletic Director. Let's see if that is. Hello, is this Mr. Patterson?
I wish, but this is Pete Skidmore at Willway.
Well, even better. Even better. How are we doing, Pete? You're live on the air.
You're rolling.
You're live on the air. The hotline rings and we're on the air. We put you on the air, and we wanted to... I was awaiting your call also, Pete, because we have a continued event going on at Willway. I'm going to be there broadcasting from it on Friday, so tell us what we have going on there, Pete.
Well, we still have a sale after a sale. We have many cars that are still under $10,000. a lot of nice vehicles, trucks, minivans, cars that we're keeping up there, and we're going to sell them until they're gone.
All right. So if folks are still in need of a vehicle for the upcoming winter season, you still have some available on the lot there, and you guys are ready to deal, right?
Absolutely. We will accept any reasonable offer. Come on in or give us a call at 762-2467. Number again, 762-2467.
All right. How long do they have for this, Pete, for those who might be a little time, their schedule's a little tight? How long do they have to get down there for this?
Well, as soon as they're gone, so
all right.
Don't wait around. We're selling vehicles every single day.
Right, and if they need service, too, your service department's been staying busy, I understand, right?
Absolutely. We have many coupons from the last mailer that was sent out. Make sure you take those coupons. There's hundreds of dollars of savings, and the weather feels like winter's coming sooner than we thought.
Yeah. All right, so get on down to Wheelway, and if you can't make it, give them a call, 762-2467. We look forward to seeing you down there on Friday. We'll be there broadcasting live, Pete. All right?
All right. We'll see you then.
Thank you, sir. Pete, down at Wheelway in Fifield. Great chance for you to get a vehicle for the upcoming winter. Even though the winter, the weather, of course, continues to be very nice, you can just feel it out there. You can feel it. You can just feel the rustling of the leaves and the coolness of the morning.
it's the sound, I think. I think it's the sound of dried leaves on the ground rustling about that subconsciously tells you, like, this heat is temporary, very temporary.
Yeah, and mulching is going to be easy this year because those leaves are dry. And our civic media people posted a story on the 98Q Facebook page just yesterday, I think, about don't burn because it is so dry out there right now that things can catch really fast.
Do you remember what June was like, what May was like this year?
It's a swamp.
Yeah, we were, you walk outside and it was like Alabama, just smack, humidity in the face, and it's just gone.
Yeah, we went from all kinds of precipitation to none, and that's why I predicted this morning that if your business is plowing snow this winter, I think you're going to have dollar bills flying out of your back pocket. You're not going to be able to keep up. I think there's going to be a lot of snow.
Staff up if you can. Hire an extra guy. Get an extra truck. Maybe someone with a couple kids with shovels that might be put to good use.
maybe attach something to your dog. Your dog could like walk through the yard and plow at the same time. I mean, there's a lot of different things ways you could go with that.
Toby, you're getting a plow for Christmas, bud.
Exactly. Oh, the Brewer, I brought Gray in here to chat with us a little bit because the Brewers, very disappointing day yesterday. Man, you follow a team for 6 months, and then all of a sudden you play one playoff game, and today's elimination day already. Man.
It might not have to be. We can be optimistic.
No, I mean, I think they can do it, but it's a must-win. So it's a must-win game at AmFam Field. And that's baseball playoffs. We found that out last year. Last year, all four teams that got a bye, that finished with the best records in baseball, all lost right away. So they were knocked out. So baseball, the difference between the best teams and the worst team is very, very small. And when you put it in a three-game series, it really, everything just goes out the door. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the definition of a competitive league. I think that's kind of the opposite side of the coin for the NFL's any given Sunday, but you get the same result any given day.
Yeah, because when you have one person who's handling the ball for every single play, that's a pitcher. I mean, it's like kind of like a goalie in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that person is on that day and gives you six or seven scoreless innings or throws really well, it makes life very difficult. That wasn't the case last night. The Mets put five runs on the board to seal away that victory. So Mets and Brewers today at, 6 o'clock?
Yes, I think that's exactly correct.
6 o'clock, so you got an hour off today. What do you do that? What are you gonna do with that extra hour? More tomorrow?
Watch baseball.
That's right. Watch baseball. We're having a lot of fun with our text to win contest. Gray, the last couple of weeks with our green and gold, green or gold giveaway, that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of winners from right here at 98Q across the Civic Media Network, and that's pretty cool. To have us, we've delved into this text to win technology, the behind the scenes stuff. I finally learned it a little bit. It's a lot of fun.
I think every Linda in Butternut was arrayed amongst a bunch of cell phones, just sending in cell phone winner. Because there was, if you're a Linda from Butternut, your odds of winning that contest were just astronomical. Gold jewelry, $100 bills to all the Lindas of Butternut.
To the Lindas.
It's well done. I mean, there are a couple people right now that think I'm talking about all of you. It's a thing. There's a thing. It was a conspiracy.
Yeah. There was cash. There was gold jewelry flying out the door.
And we encourage it.
And we do. We certainly do encourage it. All right. What else is going on today? What else you got to talk about?
Oh, man. I mean, Toby's being calm. He'd usually fill in some space for us with a little bit of barking, but I think that's just because it's a quieter day in general. I've been noticing that my community calendar has been filling up a little bit. People took a little bit of time off, I think, after Labor Day.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm being inundated with flyers for Up North events again. That is encouraging. I know we've got the Fall Harvest Fest happening in Phillips this weekend. You're going to be broadcasting live on Friday. Is there anything going on in the area Sunday that I'm just not thinking of here?
Oh, Packers.
Oh, yeah. I might not want to talk about that, though. Actually, somebody pointed out to me yesterday, it might not be a kicker issue in Green Bay. It might be a long snapper issue. Did you happen to catch that at all?
You mentioned that to me, and I was intrigued by it.
I'm super curious. It was funny because even the guy who was posting about this, he said, with my extensive experience being forced to try long snapping back in high school, like that was the level of expertise involved. But I watched back the videos, and the guy is right. Daniel Whelan, our holder, has to adjust after he catches the long snap on most field goals, and that just doesn't happen in the league.
Right. That's, so you're saying the snap that he's getting isn't real good?
It's usually a pretty solid, tight spiral, but the accuracy of it isn't great. And sometimes our holder has had to actually like catch it over on his right and bring it back down to his left. And that takes, you know, a third of a second, but that's a lot of time in the finely oiled machine of an NFL kicking.
It's kind of like basketball where one thing that's underrated is the quality of the pass to the shooter.
Yes.
You know, like in the NBA, when the guy drives in, even college, high school, when the guy drives in the lane and he kicks it out to that shooter. Well, if that pass is right on the chest and he catches it and he goes up in rhythm, that makes that person a lot higher percentage shooter. Whereas in kicking the ball, could you imagine being a kicker, 50-yard field goal, there's 70,000 people in the stands. There's 11 people on the other side of the line. Six of them are larger than any human being probably should ever be. And all of a sudden, the ball is snapped. And when the ball is snapped, you're moving toward the ball no matter what. So you're looking down at the ball. And the sooner that that ball is placed in its position and ready to kick, I would guess the higher the accuracy of the kick.
Absolutely. And I mentioned it yesterday. Any golfer will tell you that things that shouldn't affect your swing, things that aren't near you physically, things that pose no actual threat to the motions you make, will still throw you off psychologically in a way that you just can't surmount. So even if the holder is spinning the laces a little bit late, you're thinking about that as you're watching it. And the NBA, I like the basketball analogy a lot, Joel, but I'll liken it to an alley-oop. Imagine that the person who's supposed to be scoring points is already in the air, and the pass isn't.
Yeah.
What you're coming down. Gravity's about to take effect, and you don't have a ball in your hands. What's about to happen? Well, the NFL equivalent is a missed field goal, and it's for Carlson and for Narvison. It might be neither of their faults. Like, we might see Andres Carlson back on in the green and gold making kicks left and right with a different long snapper. It's kind of tinfoil hat, but keep an eye on those long snaps. This guy is onto something, this Reddit user I found.
And to jump on that analogy, like in golf, you said 100-yard chip shot. You got a sandwich in your hand, all right? It's you and green, just you and grass between you and the green. Now put a sand trap right in front of the green, and then put water between you and the green.
Yep.
That's that thing that has nothing to do with how you're hitting the ball, but it's that distraction.
Absolutely.
That makes that shot a lot tougher. And the kick you mentioned, like you said, I believe that. And I don't know if someone took the time to analyze all the snaps, then I probably believe that maybe there's a little something to that because obviously they're not going to analyze it and then say, well, every snap was perfect, but I'm still going to say that it's a snapper. Obviously, there's a little bit of something going on there.
Well, the thing is, too, that we've got a new special teams coach as of a couple years ago. Rich Bisaccia is the special teams coach in Green Bay. He was in Oakland before this. Excuse me, Las Vegas. Sorry, Raiders fans, to all three of you. But he came over as a special teams coach after a really good showing as the interim head coach after John Gruden was fired. But all that to say, he's supposed to be a special teams ace. So the idea that he's just been missing this fundamental issue, if that's what it is kind of far-fetched. But at the same time, our special teams has not been performing necessarily as well as he was hyped up to make them, you know, especially with the kicking woes in general. So it's easy to believe that with the kickers getting the yips, maybe our special teams coach has too. Maybe he's kind of convinced himself that Orzech is the guy. Our long snapper, Matt Orzech, has been on six teams in the last 5 years and multiple per year most years. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He was on the Rams when they won in 21, but Other than that, he's bounced around. And we've been cycling through long snappers for the last four or five seasons. He's the one we finally settled on. I'm beginning to think that that keeping Orzech was a bit of a mistake. Long snappers are unicorns, though. There aren't many of them out there. You got to hold on to them and treat them well when you find them. So it's tough to say we should. You're basically throwing out the whole kicking unit at that point.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, if that theory falls through, then I'm going to go with the fact that we've changed the kickoff. When a kicker kicks off, he usually has 10 friends right by him. He looks right and he looks left. He's like, oh, I got everybody with me here. This is absolutely wonderful. Now when they kick off, the kicker's standing there, and he's all alone. Isolationism. He's standing there at his own 35-yard line, and everybody that's usually right by him, his friends, are way down the field.
See,
they've left him. They've left him, and some kickers maybe mostly can't handle that.
I worry that too many rosters are like that most of the time, and that there's never more togetherness for an NFL kicker than during a kickoff. He's like, hey, these guys can't walk away from me right now. Now they can. So it's like the locker room is out on the field, and the kickers are out in the cold.
Yeah, and maybe it's that fear. Because now I think more than ever, if someone does break a kickoff, which happened, I think, only once so far this year, if someone breaks a kickoff, the kicker is always the last, chance to tackle him.
Yep.
Now, more so than ever, I would like to see the replay, but I would guess that kicker is probably like standing like in the middle of an island, just like, please tackle him.
Yep.
Don't, please, no.
So this version of the kickoff, the dynamic kickoff, I think was based off of either the AFL or XFL's recent attempts. And the 49ers went on record before the season saying that they noticed that the kicker was involved in something like 40% of the tackles in the XFL.
Oh, really?
So they were actually testing out having a safety be their kickoff kicker, because of how many tackles he would probably be involved in. Of course, lo and behold, if you blow it out the back of the end zone, you get the 30, and everybody's just been doing that because you can guarantee no return in exchange for about 4 extra yards. So,
right. I mean, I would guess that there's a lot of kickers right now that are working on the alley-oop, the bloop kick, because if they can bloop it to the 5-yard line and the guy doesn't make a fair catch, because if you fair catch any kickoff, from what I understand, it comes out to like the 30 or something like that.
I actually don't know. That's an asterisk on the rule that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, so you can fair kick, I think, just about anything. But there's got to be certain parts with all the money that the NFL has, billions and billions. I would think there's certain people that have been hired. All they're doing is sitting in a room with a computer and they're just analyzing how can we gain the advantage.
Well, I think you've got that much money, and you've got two problems right now. There's two position groups that are not, there just aren't enough of to go around, and that's kickers and offensive line. So here's what I envision, Joel. I'm thinking they set up a farm league for the NFL, and the only thing you do is have offensive linemen and kickers.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were going to have the offensive linemen actually kick.
No, I mean, you could have that too. If you've got a hybrid player, I mean, they become all the more valuable. With I think you have about 6 roster spots, 5 mm-hmm. O-line, 5 kickers, and you put them head-to-head. What does that look like? I have no idea. I need your help. Email me, wcqm@civicmedia.us, the rule set would be.
You see it a lot in high school where a lot of times there is an offensive lineman who kicks off.
Yes.
Because they're just big. And they got a lot of power. They can just drill that ball really far. So maybe having a 320-pound offensive lineman do the old Fred Cox straight-on kick, maybe we're going back to that now.
A little bit of Vince Wilfork, a little bit of Morton Anderson all at the same time.
That's right. Better yet, remember Tom Dempsey, who had a half a foot? Remember
him? Yeah, the hammer foot. Yeah.
So you could find an offensive lineman, 320 pounds, with a half a foot, and the straight-on Fred Cox kick. Now you got something going there.
That's why you find players sometimes just listed as athlete for their position. It's just like, man, you want him to eat the football, he can do that. Like, just crunch it down.
And that's why they pay other people to analyze players and not morning show guys in park poles.
Yeah, I play country music for you pretty well. Analyzing football? I don't know.
I play Western music. All right, Gray, have a great day. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Joel.
It's 8:49 here on Reality Radio.
Hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday Burger and Fries, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Oh, we got chatting there. We didn't do our birthdays. Let's do birthdays here. Happy birthday to Letty Cosmer, who is celebrating a birthday today. From your family, Letty, happy birthday to you on this second day of October. If you are celebrating, some other celebrities that are celebrating with you. Kelly Ripa, the syndicated morning TV host, has teamed up with Regis Philbin, Michael Strahan, and Ryan Seacrest. And I always remember Kelly Ripa. She was on the soap opera All My Children many, many years ago. Don't ask me how I know that, but that's how she got her start on TV. So Kelly Ripa is 54 today. Let's see, who else here? Gillian Welch, the acoustic singer-songwriter, is a New York native, is 57. Joy Lynn White is 63. Greg Jennings, the Restless Heart singer, not the other Greg Jennings, he's 70 today. Lori Bracco is 70 today, the actress from TV's The Sopranos and others. Chris Ledoux, the country singer known for his rodeo songs. He passed away back in 2005. He's born on this day. Donna Karan, the designer, K-A-R-A-N, Donna Karan, is 76. Joel Saunier, he was a country singer. I know this, and the name doesn't portray country music at all, but J-O-E-L, Joel Saunier, is 78 today. Johnny Cochran, the high-profile defense attorney, represented O.J. Simpson. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. When it came to the glove, Johnny Cochran, born on this day, 36. He passed in 05. Maury Wills, Dodger base stealer, great, born on this day, 1932. He passed in 2022. Leon Rausch, the Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys singer-guitarist, is still going. He is 97. I wonder if he was the guy in the background who would just go, oh. There was always Bob Wills, Texas Playboys, a lot of those old country songs. They would be playing the steel guitar, and, you know, and all of a sudden somebody in the background would just go, oh. I want to be that guy. So Leon Rausch, with Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, still going. He is 97 today. Groucho Marx of the Marx Brothers, born on this day in 1890, passed in 1977. He was a little bit before my time, but I do remember the game show that he did. That aired, for some reason, on wherever I was at the time when they syndicated it. The game show where they had the catchphrase, the name of the show was where the bird would drop down with the magic word of the day. I'm not blocking that. 1977, we lost Groucho Marx and the Marx Brothers. And Mahatma Gandhi, the icon of nonviolent political action, he drove the British out of India in 1947. Mahatma Gandhi, born on this day, 1869, passed in 1948. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad.
Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Well, Gray mentioned earlier that the amount of community events are starting to ramp up now. And if you got something going on with your nonprofit group or organization, be sure to let us know about it. You can drop off a flyer here at the radio station. We're typically here 8 to 4 Monday through Friday right on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Or you can email it to us, WCQM at civicmedia.us, WCQM at civicmedia.us. There is an Italian sausage brat fundraiser going on a week from Saturday, the 12th, at the Mercer VFW Hall. So put that on your calendar if you want to support the Mercer VFW post, and that's a $10 for the adults and $5 for the kids. Hot dogs are available for the kids on that, and you get the chips and the beans and the sauerkraut and all that stuff with it, and the condiments, and there's beer, wine, and soda available, and there's tickets available at the post also for other stuff going on. So support the Mercer VFW. And that's Saturday, October the 12th. Saturday, October 12th. Community reminder from 98Q Country.
Are you looking to tackle a heating or cooling project? Menards is your heating and cooling headquarters. Whether you're installing a new system or upgrading an old one, we carry a wide range of ductwork sizes and styles to fit your needs. Plus, we have the tools and installation accessories to help you complete your project. Shop our great selection of ductwork products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 45.
All right, very good. Let's talk a little bit about some events. We mentioned a few, but we got a big one coming up this weekend. It is the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. And Sandy with the Phillips Chamber, nice enough to join us. Sandy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we are gearing up for a wonderful day weather-wise for the big event on Saturday. Fill the folks in on what's going on there in Phillips.
Okay, we're going to start out on Friday, October 4th. The Moose Lodge is sponsoring a Flashback to the 60s dance at the VFW.
All right.
So that sounds wonderful from like 8 to 11 p.m.
All right. Friday night. Okay.
And then starting out on Saturday, downtown Phillips, from 9 o'clock until 3, we have an arts and crafts show on Avon Street.
Okay.
We have fall produce, and the chamber, we're sponsoring craisins and fresh cranberries.
Okay.
And we have local nonprofit fundraisers. We have about 15 of them this year, and a fall bake sale. Kids pumpkin decorating by Prevail Bank. They will be right by their bank there, by the post office.
All right.
We have lots of specials with all the local businesses, and we'll hopefully put something on Facebook with some of the specialties that that the businesses will be sponsoring that day.
Okay. All right.
The Phillips Children's Museum will be on the courthouse lawn.
Okay. All right. And always a lot of great food, right? Always a lot of great food.
Lots of great food. We have 7 food vendors for sure. And then we have 46 vendors this year. It's up from last year, and we have quite a few new ones. So baked goods, farm produce, lots of crafters, paper pie and Tupperware, and just a lot of excitement coming into town.
All right. Always a great time. And a little music buzzing through the downtown, too, I think, right?
Yep. We have live music from Nathan Matson. He'll be by the Norvado building there on Avon at 9:30 to 11:30.
Okay.
And then Reunited will be there from noon until 2.
Okay.
And we have the Kids Bingo from noon until 2 p.m., sponsored by the Moose Lodge and the Phillips Public Library.